Thank you very much, Excellencies, dear colleagues, dear friends. For me, it's a real pleasure to welcome you all today when we celebrate the International Day for Living in Peace here in the Palais des Nations. And first and foremost, I would like to thank our partners, the ISA-ONG and the City of Geneva, for hosting, for organizing this very important event. And for me, it's a real pleasure to welcome you here in the Palais des Nations, which in Geneva is really the symbol of multilateral cooperation and a symbol of all our member states to live in peace. United Nations were created in 1945 with the idea to allow people to live in peace and prosperity, to take all the efforts to remove the past conflicts, to make all the efforts to live in peace, to observe the human rights, to take care of social and economic development, and of course to take care of our planet. Now, in 2024, we understand that the ideas and the goals of the United Nations, with which it was created in 1945, are as relevant as ever, maybe even more relative. We all have to understand that the United Nations, of course, has been playing a crucial part in preserving peace, in preventing many conflicts, in finding global solutions. But we all have to admit that when we live in 2024, when we live in the 21st centuries, of course, we have to change our multilateral systems to make them fit for 21st century ideas. And of course, the multilateralism, which was created in the middle of the 20th century, is no longer enough for the work we have to do in 21st century. That's why the United Nations is trying to find the solutions to these global challenges and to change, to reform multilateral system, to make it more agile, to make it inclusive, to make it networking and much more efficient. Because when we look at the challenges around the world, of course, the key challenge, and that's the aim of our meeting today, is to preserve and promote peace. But unfortunately, we see that the number of conflicts around the world is growing. We never had so many huge, vast military conflicts around the world since the Second World War. And unfortunately, we never had as low trust between the nations and within the nations as we have now. And without trust, we can't find solutions. That's why it's so important to change our multilateral system, really to create trust between the countries, within the countries, between communities, between very diverse communities with different beliefs, with different mindsets, but all of us, we are united within the human family. We all have similar goals, sustainable development goals, universal human rights declaration, and many others to make this possibility possible. So when we are talking about the changes in the multilateralism, we all are mostly speaking about making multilateralism inclusive. And inclusive multilateralism means that each member state of the United Nations, each country should have an equal position, should have an equal voice. And we have to listen to all the voices, how different they are, as long as these voices share the same values and principles of the United Nations Charter. But we all understand that now, in the 21st century, member states, sovereign nations, who of course remain the key actors in the international arena, are not the only one represented in the international arena. That's why it's really to be really inclusive and to include, first and foremost, civil society, non-governmental academia, non-governmental organizations, representative of private sector, professional world, academia, and of course, young people. So I am really very happy that today in this room we have this very vast representation of very different spheres of our society, representative of, from our member states, from the civil society, who are partners in organizing this event, so many young people in the room. That's the key, maybe, to finding the solutions to the global challenges. And in spite of all these challenges, we in the United Nations remain very, very positive. We are looking forward to having Summit of the Future in September 2024. This Summit of the Future is absolutely unique, once-a-generation opportunity to have a new pact for the future, the pact which would really allow us to implement all the values and principles of the United Nations Charter, to change multilateral system in a more effective and inclusive way, to implement our sustainable goals and to preserve our planet for the generations to come. We're looking to this Summit of the Future. And of course, when we go to the Summit of the Future, we're collecting the views, the ideas of everybody who wants to participate in it. Today, we will be discussing different aspects of living together in peace, living together in solidarity, of not leaving anybody behind. And I'm very grateful for this vast representation. I'm really hoping that this meeting today will confirm our attachment to multilateralism, and will confirm our desire really to live together and to live in peace. So welcome once again to the Palais des Nations. Thank you.